talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today.
And we're back here.
Exchange Club.
Today, July the 15th, 2022, 17 minutes past the hour. 77 degrees and sunny sky. Started out at 60 this morning, up 17 degrees. We've got three winners so far today. Sarah Burgraff, Trish Franklin, and Judy Smith all get two tickets to go to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marian Palace Theater. And you've got one more chance to win two tickets this hour. Now, if you have already won, you can still play along. You can't win again, but you can play along. And other than that, if you don't want the tickets, you can still play along. And if we draw your name, we'll just go on to the next name. So, here's our questions for the last two Will Rogers Follies tickets Sunday at the Marian Palace Theater at 2 o'clock. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? Which restaurant chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answers to those questions? What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? Now, I'm guessing that might have to be Googled. In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? Which chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001? A lot of pizza questions. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. Two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at the Marian Palace Theater Sunday at 2 p.m. and make a great gift for somebody. Maybe you and somebody else would like to go. So far, we've got Sarah Burgraff going, Trish Franklin going, and Judy Smith going. Who is going to be our fourth winner today? 740-751-4038. Maybe we won't have a fourth winner today. Did Lee call Michelle over at Stewart's and say, what's up with the Sloppy Joe and the Diet Root Beer and the Curly Fries? You know she could deliver those to my house. She knows where I live. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Anybody still out there? Two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies. The three questions. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? See, that's what I would call a fruitcake, a Christmas barrel. Which chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001? 740-751-4038. 20 minutes past the hour here. Who's got the answers? Apparently nobody so far. All right, 740-751-4038. Does anybody know anything about Spudulike? This United Kingdom restaurant, which apparently is no longer in business. What year did they close all their remaining restaurants? In what country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? Think of a country where maybe a barrel would be popular. Which chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001. Now, think about that. How did they deliver a pizza to the International Space Station? And what big pizza chain would that have been? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater at 2 p.m. Hang in the balance. Is everybody outside enjoying the beautiful weather at this point? 740-751-4038. Well, we still have a dial tone, so we're waiting on you now. 740-751-4038. We would love to know if anybody has the answers. And again, even if you don't want the tickets, you can still enter the competition. Or if you've already won, you can still enter the competition. And if we draw your name, we'll just move on to the next person. 740-751-4038. What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? In which country can you buy a Kentucky Fried Chicken Christmas barrel? Which pizza chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We would love to know. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answer? 23 minutes past the hour, or I guess the answers, as it would be. There are several answers here that we have several different questions. So I guess there could be several different answers. All right. Well, I'll tell you, we are getting a slow start this hour. Last hour, 10 o'clock was good. 11 o'clock got a little weaker. Very slow start here to the 12 o'clock hour. 740-751-4038. Maybe the questions are too hard on this one. What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? Just guess a year, you might get it right. In what country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? Guess a country and you might get that one right. Which chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001? Big pizza chain. What would that have been? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Two tickets to the Palace Theater. The Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. Hang in the balance. Winners already include Sarah, Trish, and Judy Smith at this point. All right, the Caledonia Farmers Market coming up this weekend and all summer long, June through September, in the Caledonia Public Square, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Locally grown produce and fruit, baked goods, honey, meat, artists and crafters. They are a food card vendor. Food vouchers for individuals 60 years of age and older. Weekly raffle for vendor products. Weekly 50-50 raffle. Also, the Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show coming up Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., a $2 admission. There's an auction and raffle, pie auction, gift baskets, 50-50, car show, chili cook-off at the Morrow County Fairgrounds, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. Have the big cornhole tournament, $20 a player. Coming up in Caledonia, Steve Young Memorial FOP Lodge. For registration, call 740-251-7437. Proceeds will go to fund Christmas in the Village and other community events. That's Saturday, August the 13th. Check in at 11 a.m. Bags fly at noon. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have our answers out there to these questions? Or would anybody like to talk about the taped Phil Donahue interview or the whole Charter City thing that apparently looks like it probably is not going to go through at this point? After Jason Schauber told us yesterday that he'll be voting no, and Mike Thomas is probably a no vote, that would kill it. Two people voting no, kill its chances of getting on the ballot this November. And then we learned from one of our friends down at City Hall that council attendance, as of July 14th, council has had 15 regular and special meetings. Only four of those meetings have had all council members in attendance. That's 27%. Only 27% of council meetings have had everybody in attendance. Now, what do you think about that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know the answers? 740-751-4038. Does anybody want to comment on City Council? If nobody'd like to answer the trivia questions, we can always talk about the City Council. You know, if somebody called in right now and got one of these trivia questions right, it's likely that they might win these Will Rogers tickets because we've got no other entrants at this particular point. So do you know the answers to any of these questions? What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? Which chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001? Go ahead, caller.
Why can't I get 2 cents worth on the charter? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So you weren't sad to hear that the charter will probably go down?
Heck no.
What do you make about 27% of council meetings being fully attended?
Well, if I don't come to work, what do you think happens to me?
Well, I don't know. If you join City Council, you get paid, I guess.
I think the funniest thing I ever did see is when we was all going up to rallying around trying to get our checks. Remember that? And that dude stood up and he said, I'd like to see you guys get off yourself and take these jobs seriously. I'm telling you, you could have heard a pin drop in there. And I was like, I couldn't believe he said it.
Well, you know what?
Don't hold back and just let it rip.
Well, how are the buses running today?
Well, I'm on lunch break, so I don't know. Well,
what are you having for lunch? Because I tell you, we've hit a drought here today.
I'm not sure. I like Panda Express, but that's kind of like, I need a sandwich. I'm on the go.
Now, do you get to take the bus out for lunch?
No, we have a lunch car.
Lunch?
We drive vehicles to the garage and take our buses to the transit, drive the buses all day. The city provides a van that we can take at lunchtime.
Now, that's interesting. But, so they don't even, they pay for your gas to go to lunch.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to have gas in an automobile.
Now, if you had to have a burger, would you go to McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's?
Okay, so what I would do is I'm getting a Whopper from Burger King, but fries from McDonald's.
Well, but you know Wendy's is the best altogether.
In your opinion only, I think you're high dollar and overrated.
You know Dave Thomas invented the fruitcake.
All right, bye, Scott. Have a good
show. Since we're not getting any answers, I'm going to give you the three questions. You give me a guess, and we're going to see if you get any of these right. What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the UK? Just give me a year.
I never even heard of Spudulite.
Yeah, Spudulite. Just give me a year.
I have never heard of that.
Let's see if you just throw out a year and you're right.
Okay, 2003.
Nope, but not too far off. Okay, now you could get this one right. In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel?
Argentina.
Not Argentina. Now, that's far off. Now, here's the last one. I don't think you've ever guessed on this one. You might get this one right. Which chain delivered a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. You got that right. So.
Bing, 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 bing.
You'll have to pick. And my pen stopped writing. Now, how am I supposed to do a show if I don't have a pen?
You'll have to go get one of those ink burgers.
Oh, my goodness. I'll have to get a squid burger from.
Who did they ever think would eat one of those? The thought of that is so disgusting.
Well, you know, Burger King's come up with some interesting ideas over the years.
Well, speaking of Burger King, I'm hungry. I gotta get off here and go get some food.
Enjoy.
You wouldn't want me to waste away to nothing.
No, I wouldn't. Did you find out where you're going?
I think I got my heart set on a Whopper.
So you are going to Burger King.
I think that's where I'm gonna go.
Ask them if they got any squid burgers left in the back.
Let's not say we did.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open here. All right, we still got those two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. All right, go ahead, caller.
What do you like closed in 2020?
Not 2020, but you are ever so close. You're closer than Sarah was.
21.
Nope. You're close, though.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Germany?
Not Germany, but that's not bad. Not bad. Well, I don't know. Still a little far off, I guess.
Michelle's out of town over the weekend.
She's
on vacation.
Is she there today?
No. She's
out over the entire weekend.
Yeah, she's out of town now, and she won't be back until after the weekend.
Well, I guess we'll have to hit her up next week and find out what happened.
So you know you ain't getting nothing...
I was hoping for lunch today. What a tragedy. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right. Well, we still got our questions here. What year did Spud You Like close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? What is the largest coffee chain in the world? Hey, how about that? Now, that should not be a hard one at all. What is the largest coffee chain in the world? 740-751-4038. So we've got Sarah in. She's not eligible because Sarah, Trish, and Judy have already won two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. So again, if you get in, there's a chance you might win here. We're down to 26 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spear. Haven't talked yet today. The coffee chain, the obvious answer is Starbucks. That's probably wrong. You wouldn't make it so obvious.
So what would you guess?
Well, I'll say Dunkin' Donuts. They have better coffee anyway, but it's probably Starbucks.
Not Dunkin'?
Dunkin' Donuts. That was an answer to that DD earlier this week.
It was. Not Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, well, see you later.
Good guess. All right, not Dunkin' Donuts. What is the largest coffee chain in the world? All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Folgers?
Folgers, not Folgers. Good guess. What? Not Folgers. What is the largest coffee chain in the world? In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? What year did Spud You Like close all its remaining restaurants in the UK? 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers? Two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater at 2 p.m. Hang in the balance. And I'll tell you, we don't have an eligible entry this hour as of yet. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Would the KFC barrel be Switzerland?
Not Switzerland. Not Switzerland. That's a little far off still. What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? In which country can you buy a KFC Christmas barrel? Which is the largest coffee chain in the world? 740-751-4038. Down to 24 minutes here. Last two sets of tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at the Marion Palace Theater this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. Is anybody going to get them? All righty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Japan?
Japan. Yes, Japan is the country when it comes to the Christmas barrel. What's your name?
Lillian Smith.
Lillian Smith. All right, Lillian. We got you. Wonder how old Lillian is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, are you talking about the largest coffee company or the people that sell the coffees in Scott?
Chain. People who sell it.
I'd say McDonald's.
Not McDonald's, but a good guess. Not McDonald's. What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? Which is the largest coffee chain in the world? Now here's another one for you. What is the most popular drive-thru in the United Kingdom? Boy, a lot of United Kingdom questions here. But you know what? There are a lot of American restaurants in the United Kingdom. Think about that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 38 coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. Little over 20 minutes left before we draw our last two tickets here to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. 740-751-4038. What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? Boy, we've had that question for about 2 hours. What is the largest coffee chain in the world? What is the most popular drive-thru in the United Kingdom? Go ahead, caller.
Tim Hortons.
Not Tim Hortons. Good guess.
Thank you.
Not Tim Hortons. Boy, I'll tell you, we've still got these two tickets to the Marion Palace Theater hanging in the balance here. Go ahead, caller.
2018.
Not 2018, but you're close. Not 2018. I tell you, we've danced all around that one. What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? Which is the largest coffee chain in the world? What is the most popular drive-thru in the United Kingdom? Now remember, a lot of United Kingdom restaurants are American-based. Go ahead, caller.
I would like to comment on the city council percentage of attendance.
Oh, go right ahead.
And what I think. I don't know about when the elections come up and things like that. I think that the people, the voters, should be aware of the names of the people who have that low attendance. And then we have the opportunity to vote them out.
Does it surprise you it's that low, 27%?
Not really. I think it goes along with just the way our world is today. Like an apathy, you know, well, I'm here and you said they get paid.
They do.
And I just think probably maybe a lot of them are just plain lazy. Which, why would we want lazy people on our city council?
Well, you know, it's interesting because those positions are up for election every 2 years. And
okay,
a lot of people get sent back. And I mean, I wonder if anybody ever does any checking up on their attendance. Apparently not.
Well, you know, that's very possibly true. You know, there's just a atmosphere, and I don't really think it's just in our city, state, country. I just think it's the world. And I just think there's a general apathy that goes on, and I think they know they're going to get paid, whether they go or not. I just don't even know why they would even want to run if they weren't interested.
Well, if you don't have to show up.
Isn't there some kind of rule when they sign on that they have to attend so many meetings or they're out?
You know, that's an interesting question, because the other day when we were talking with Jason Schauber, the councilman, he's the one who brought this up. And there was, maybe it was a proposed rule or something, but I don't think there's a general rule, or I don't think the attendance could be that low.
Well, in where did you get that from, that percentage?
That came from City Hall.
From City Hall.
Yeah.
So you checked up on that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that came. I don't want to say the person's name because.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't really matter.
Well, it is. That's the number. This person would know the number because this person has those files.
Was that just one meeting? I mean, could it be summer vacations or?
No. How it was sent to me, it's as of July 14th, as of this week, council has had 15 regular and special meetings this year, and only 4 of those 15 have had full attendance, which is 27%.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, it's hard to understand, you know, not knowing the ages of them or whatever. I don't really think, Scott, there's one answer to that. But, you know, that lady, she calls into you a lot, and you guys were talking about where she was going to go to lunch.
Oh, yeah, Sarah.
And she made the statement that I don't know who it was said, and those of you who are on your cell phones, you know, and she couldn't believe that whoever it was said that. Well, I think that is right on. You know, I mean, that person, why are we in such a state that we can't believe somebody said that?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I'll give you an example, because I think this is an important conversation to have on the air. This is what the radio's for. When I started out, which would have been over 20 years ago, one of the first jobs I had in radio was covering county commissioners and city council every week. Now, there were a couple guys in that time period who were retired gentlemen, and they had owned businesses, and they really cared what the city council and what the county commissioners were doing. Now, did they go too far sometimes? Probably, in people's eyes. But at almost every meeting, they stood up, they asked questions. They, at times, said things a little off-color like that. And that, you know, making light of people's phones, that would be considered an off-color comment. People have to decide whether it's right or wrong. It's a little off-color.
Why is it considered off-color?
Well, I'll tell you.
I thought that was if people swore.
Well, I'll tell you why it would be considered off-color in a public meeting is because it has nothing to do with the meeting, the agenda. You're not asking a question about the agenda.
Oh,
you're making a personal, it's a personal attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But you know what? Didn't she say you could have heard a pin drop or something like that?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, what I'm saying is these two gentlemen back 20 years ago would do things like that. Same thing. I mean, the room would go silent.
Well, if you are guilty, then why be offended?
Well, I don't think think they're guilty, though.
Well, then why did the room get so silent?
Well, I think because if I stood up, and again, I don't remember this happening. I don't know if I was there or not when the cell phone thing happened. But if I stood up in a public meeting like that with an audience, and all city council and the mayor and the law director over here and all this, and I stood up and I said, "You guys are all liars." Now, whether or not they are, the room would go silent. Because that's not something you would normally hear.
Well, you know, maybe we need to go back to the old days.
Well, I mean, it's
well,
it's
people did say that.
Well, it's an interest.
That would be something like, I better not say his name.
Whose name?
Not very popular, simply because he just calls it like it is.
Now, who's not popular?
Oh. I don't want to say it.
Well, give me the initials, and let's see if I can...
J.D.
J.D. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know that person was that unpopular. They got elected quite a few times.
Well, yeah, but they elected the ones that are getting paid for doing nothing, basically, so they're freeloaders.
Well, you know the question, though, is... Now, see, and I've said this in Marion, and I... This is what I don't understand. As I say, covering Marion politics and being a resident for a longer time than I've been on radio, but covering the politics for more than 20 years. When I first started locally, it did not matter if you were a Republican or a Democrat. People voted for who they thought was best for the job. There were always a mix of Republican and Democrats on the county commissioners.
Right.
Always
yeah.
a big mix on city council.
Yeah.
Ever since 2016, I've covered every election since 2016. Democrats don't win. Republicans win. We don't have a Democratic county commissioner left. The supermajority, city council is now a supermajority of Republicans. If you don't count the council president, there are two city council people who are Democrats.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm interrupting you, but let me ask you a question. Does it really matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican if you run for an office and get voted and you are being paid? What does being a Democrat or a Republican have to do with doing the right thing?
Because... The point I'm making is I don't think we vote for the best person anymore. I think we vote for the party. And I think those people who used to show up for the job... I'll give you an example. Kathy Swanger...
Well, you must be really bored today.
No, we've just given away...
You know what? I'm not, because I have a doctor's appointment.
Well, don't give me 1 minute here, because I want to... Because the audience, I think this is interesting. Last election...
Maybe you do.
Well, you called in...
Well, no, you said the audience. I don't hear the beeping in of another caller. So.
I think they're not rude. They won't stand up and interrupt us. But now, the last election, now just think about this, and then, of course, you need to get to your appointment. But last election, Kathy Swanger was the 6th Ward council person, and everybody on council said she was doing a good job. Jason Schauber, a Republican councilperson, endorsed her, said she is good. Former public school teacher. She lost the election to the Republican.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I didn't mean to take up so much of your time.
No, thanks for calling.
I just really... You asked me if I was surprised at the beginning of our conversation, and it's very sad to say that no, I wasn't.
Well, hopefully it changes. Hopefully everything goes okay at the doctor.
Yes, I agree.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
All right, well, we still got 9 minutes left here. We've still got these Will Rogers tickets, and I did hear a couple people beeping in there. So you still got time.
What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? What is the largest coffee chain in the world? What's the most popular drive-thru in the United Kingdom? 740-751-4038. Remember, Sarah Burgraff, Trish Franklin, and Judy Smith have already won tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marian Palace Theater. And we still have two more tickets to give away. Sarah is not eligible, and she's one of our entrants this hour, so it's really down to Lillian Smith here. Let's see if we can get some more entrants. All right, 740-751-4038. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? All right, go ahead, caller.
Do you have to be a certain age to win this ticket?
You know, I don't know that probably, because I'm not sure if there's an age limit at the palace or not.
Because some and said an 8-year-old couldn't win.
Well, let me see what I can figure out.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
2016.
2016. Not 2016, but close. Not 2016. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants? Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Caller. 2016.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Not 2017. Not 2017. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? What is the largest coffee chain in the world? Now, that would be an easy one, you'd think. What's the largest coffee chain in the world? What's the most popular drive-thru in the United Kingdom? 740-751-4038. Two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at the Marian Palace Theater at 2 p.m. Hang in the balance here. All righty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Starbucks.
Starbucks, you got it. I'm surprised it took so long for that one. All right, gotcha, Judy.
All right, thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
Maxwell House or General Mills?
Nope, we just got it. It was Starbucks. Judy Cressup got in with Starbucks. Okay, well, we still got time here. We still got about 5 minutes before we're going to do the last drawing here. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? Are we ever going to get that one? What is the most popular drive-thru in the United Kingdom? Think about, you know, the United Kingdom has a lot of our restaurants. What do you think their most popular drive-thru is? What is Burger King known for in Australia? Go ahead, caller.
Would that be 2014?
Not 2014. Good guess. Not 2014. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? Go ahead, caller.
2015?
Not 2015. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? What is the most popular drive-thru in the United Kingdom? What is Burger King known for in Australia? 740-751-4038. Down to about 4 minutes here. Two tickets to the Palace Theater, Will Rogers Follies, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
McDonald's.
You got it. McDonald's is popular in the UK as well. Thanks, Judy.
Uh-huh.
Judy Cressup gets in again. McDonald's is the most popular fast drive-thru in the United Kingdom. All right, down to two questions. What year did Spudulike close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? What is Burger King known for in Australia? What fast food chain was named after a cartoon?
740-751-4038. We got Judy Cressup, Lillian, Sarah. Two tickets left for the Will Rogers Follies Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. You get two tickets. Sarah, Trish, and Judy Smith already going. Go ahead, caller.
Kangaroo Boogers?
What's that?
Kangaroo Boogers, my grandma.
Not Kangaroo Burgers. Not the Kangaroo Burgers. Go ahead, caller.
Popeye.
Not Popeyes, but a good guess. Not Popeyes. What fast food chain was named after a cartoon? You know, they are, but I guess that's not the one this particular quiz wanted. What fast food chain is named after a cartoon? Let's see here. What is Burger King known for in Australia? And what year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? About 2 minutes left here before we do our final drawing. 740-751-4038. Remember, if you're the winner, just go to the Palace box office on Sunday at 2 p.m. and tell them your name. So far, the winners are Sarah Burgraff, Trish Franklin, and Judy Smith today. And we've got our final two passes to go. 740-751-4038. 58 minutes past the hour here. We're going to draw here in about a minute. Is anybody else going to get in here? What is Burger King known for in Australia? What year did Spudulite close all its remaining restaurants in the United Kingdom? What fast food chain is named after a cartoon? 740-751-4038. All right, maybe somebody's going to get in here before the deadline. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
20,000?
No.
2013?
Not 2013. Not 2013. All right, 740-751-4038. Got about 20 seconds here. Go ahead, caller.
The Vegemite burger.
Not the Vegemite burger. No. All right. Well, we're going to draw here in 20 seconds. Are we going to get one more call? 740-751-4038. Remember, if you are the winner, go to the box office Sunday and give him your name at the Palace Theater, 2 p.m. Will Rogers Follies. All right. Well, I don't know that we're going to get another call here today. That may be the end of our rope. Today, let's do our final drawing. It's either going to be Lillian or Judy Cressup here. All right. Well, we see Sarah must be lucky because I pulled her name, but she's not eligible. The winner is, got in twice, Judy Cressup. Judy, when you go to the Palace, just tell them your name at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The Will Rogers Follies, two tickets. So our winners, Sarah Burgraff, Trish Franklin, Judy Smith, and Judy Cressup. All right, I'm done for now. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of baloney.